that's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. I'm a huge Starbucks fan. I just, yeah, it could. I've actually been really good though, because I'm kind of like trying to like be very smart with money, because it's so easy to go in there and blow like 15, 20 bucks and it's gone.
I get the same thing every single time because it's too expensive for me to try different coffees. If I don't like it, I'm not just throwing $5 away.
Mm-hmm. But they've announced something very cool, though. They've announced a goal to donate 100% of its unsold food to people in need. I think this is actually very, very cool. Perishable food such as sandwiches and fruit and cheese boxes will be picked up in refrigerated vans every day and then will be given to food banks instead of just being thrown out, because they must throw so much food away.
A lot of people do, but you know what's going to happen? There's going to be one person that gets sick off of something, whether they have a nut allergy or whatever it is, that's going to try to sue them to get money. And we'll ruin this.
For everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, actually. I didn't even think about that. And it's true, I guess.
Because it's why restaurants don't do it. You have a lot of stuff that you just toss out.
And you try to do something good, and then someone will ruin it for everyone.
I just found out that eggs on the carton is this. It just has a date.
Yeah.
If it's the sell-by date, the eggs are good for 2 weeks after that.
Oh, okay.
If it's the best by date, it's good for 2 weeks after that. If it's the sell by date, it's good for up to 4 weeks after.
Oh, really?
Isn't that disgusting? I can't tell you how many eggs I've thrown out. I don't know why they put that date. Put the correct date on and stop making me guess. Yeah. And that's according to Eggland's Best website.
Because I buy I go into Walmart, and because we get through a lot of eggs in our house. And they do that massive big box. I think it's like 5 dozen or something crazy like that. So, you know, but we plow through them quick. But I always like check the dates on that kind of stuff.
I don't know that, but I actually don't have. Do you throw a lot of food out? I don't throw a lot of food out.
Not a lot. I mean, there's certain things like I'll like when I'm grocery shopping, like I'll maybe pick up things like a couple of cauliflowers and think, oh, I'll make some cauliflower soup. But then it doesn't happen, and then throw them out. But as a whole, no. And I'm very careful. Because I do a lot of the cooking. And I'm very careful with that as well. It's like if I have something with rice, like they say that like a cup of rice is pretty much. That's a good size portion for someone to have. So I'll measure out like maybe 2.5 to 3 cups, and that's it. I don't just get the whole bag and throw the whole bag in there and then dump it in. No, I'm trying to be careful about that.
I'm really good. I do a lot of meal prep on Sundays for the week. And so for the most part, I don't have leftovers. But if I do have leftovers from dinner, if I make dinner night of and have leftovers, I'm pretty good about eating it the next day. Mm-hmm. But I can also eat the same thing over and over again. I've eaten egg whites with spinach and peppers in it every day for the last year.
Yeah.
Every day through the week, that's what I eat for lunch. I make it on Sunday, and I don't. It's too early for me to care enough to try to change anything or do anything different. But I cannot stand throwing out food. For some reason, it feels very stressful to me to throw out food, just because if you defrosted chicken and didn't cook it in time, and then you throw it out. That seems stressful to me. It feels like such a waste. It really bothers me.
Yeah, and I think it's just a waste because I think it's one of those things that make you feel bad, because it's a twofold thing. Like, it makes you feel bad because obviously you're wasting your money if you spent $6, $7, $8 on some chicken and stuff, and then you throw out. But then on the flip of that, you know, people are so starving hungry everywhere, you know. But Starbucks says that their program will provide 5 million meals in the first year and nearly 50 million by 2021. So kudos to them.
Assuming nobody sues them. If this goes well, did you ever see that Seinfeld episode where Elaine has the idea to take muffin tops, because that's the best part of the muffin is just the top part, and give the bottom. So she's like, oh, well, we'll donate them because people are starving.
And then I've never seen that.
The homeless people riot, and they're like, why aren't we good enough for muffin tops, too? Something's going to go haywire here, and I'm just looking forward to sitting back and watching it happen.